Before we pray, you see, the reasons why we are sharing testimonies, and then just so that you know, as our pattern, right? If there is something that has happened to you that you see that there's a supernatural hand, meet with the deacons in the house. Amen.
Amen.
Please increase me. Meet with the deacons in the house and tell them so that you can be brought forward to share your testimony. The reason for that is when we come to church, like you are learning in this series, we come to supply. The Bible says everything must be done unto edification. Praise God. How many people just got encouraged when they heard that Sister Rebecca actually went out and shared the very same thing? Amen.
Amen.
Just amen.
Amen.
The very same things. The very same things. And how many people know that? Because it's the word of God, it works.
Yes.
Amen. Or do you think it works because it's Pastor Dyer? It works because it's the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
And if you too want to have it, do you know the beautiful thing about it? Well, I'll get into my teaching. If you two want to have a company of seers, share with them the things that you know. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. How many people are blessed by even Sister Diola's testimony?
Yes.
Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
You know, I said to you in church that you should get to a point that you may be struggling with something in your body or a decision to be made. And then you will say, when I get to when I get to, yeah, that's how believers should be.
Yes.
And she had an issue in the morning. And let's imagine, because they've called his name, I can call his name too. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Let's imagine that Brother Toby decided just not to serve. Do you know what would have been the estate of the lady? Because the same symptom that happened to her, because I was aware of it. It happened to her a year before. Amen. And what does the devil need? An access to get you into what? Fear. But guess what? She came to church. Guess what again? Brother Toby did what? Came to church. What else happened? Brother Toby decided to. So, you know, because when I share this thing and I share Bible, because I'm sharing Bible, we don't see how big this thing we are doing is. Amen.
Amen.
Did you hear what she said? She said, I was already thinking in my heart, is this another return of that thing that was already out? And someone came and said, no. It's not a return. It's supposed to return. It's not a return. Your health is fine. And immediately after the word, everything became normal.
Glory!
Amen. Amen. So my point is that when we say supply, 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 it always looks like, oh, Pastor Dyer is just an exception. No, it works.
Amen.
Even if you, some people called me during the week and it's telling me, different people telling me, okay, how do I go about it? Even if it's a prompting, say, I perceive, I feel that, but don't have and not do. Because of this implication, how will God meet Sister Diola? You would think God will come and say, my daughter, your health is fine. He may not. Why? He has to be.
Mm-hmm.
Are you getting the point?
Yes. Come on now.
Are you getting the point? That's it. We are the expression of that thing called supernatural. Amen.
Amen.
How does God supply our needs? Through riches in glory. Where is the riches in glory? In the saint.
Amen.
Amen. Church, amen.
Amen.
Church, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Say, I choose to supply.
Do
you know what happens to Rebecca's friends right now? You see, she said, I believe she's a spiritual person. I believe she knows the word of God. But she has never prophesied. Do you know that if she's diligent enough as what she heard from Rebecca, guess what she should do with it? Take it to other people. You know, before we get to a point, the whole body of Christ becomes a people. Or how do you think we all start speaking in tongues? We start, it was like the tongues movement started off. People now say, you know, you can speak in tongues. And before you know it, every believer nowadays can speak in tongues. You know, we can actually continue this thing this way and every believer will be able to see.
Yeah.
No. Was it not Sister Buki? Sister Buki was telling me, hey, after that glow, I prayed and all those kind of things. She said, how many dreams did you say you have in one night? Six. Amen. See, that's the level of Hollywood. Amen. Six films in one. This thing works. Amen. You know, God, I say, yeah, now from now, you the seeing and knowing operations. You know, I'm not dramatic. Or some people think I am. My wife thinks I am. I'm not. I'll just say the seeing spirit. Your eyes open. Glory to God. I continue my meeting. Praise God. I can say, bookie. The spirit will still flow. She will still see. But what I don't want you to do is don't commonize the spirit because the spirit is aplenty. That little prompting in Ayola, she must release. She must not hold back. And you know, like I always say in our Holy Ghost meeting, I could from one person to the other tell you about the things that happen in the future. I could, but you would see me as the only one that has. It's my playing field. I've been playing in it for 20 years. So I actually know how to start stop because I'm used to it, just the same way you're used to tongues. But the glory of God is not only one man. The glory of God is everybody can. Not only can, everybody can teach it so that everybody can. And I will tell you the reason. Hey, help me. The reason why, you know, it's a Holy Ghost meeting. So it's not a meeting with so much notes, but there are a lot of notes. Amen. But I need you to understand the intent and the purpose of God with the things of the Spirit. I'll share it with you. And then we'll supply and we'll close. But I want to share with you a testimony that came into us, right? Amen. Amen. And I'm going to read it to you. It's the same thing for the edification. Say, I'm a supplier. Hallelujah. Say, when I'm around, God's man is around. If there is a need, by the Spirit, God can supply through me. It's a mindset. When you've got that mindset, let me tell you how it happens. Because some say, okay, what happened? Why wasn't she dreaming four weeks ago? Knowledge, expectation, opening. Amen. That's what happened. Praise God. When you know and you act like so, that you are God's supply vessel, it really changes your life. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's look at this one. This is a testimony of somebody that, and that's why my compassion is pulling towards people around autism. Amen.
ADHD.
That one. Amen. Because, you know, people will think that God is okay with it. Is God okay with it? Who is God going to use to supply? To change those realities. Not because we are trying to make it a big deal. But because, you see, it's something that we should not allow continue. Amen. And how will God supply? Look at this one. The problem started when he was having issues with his academics. He wouldn't even write in class. We're very active. The teacher studied abroad and saw the signs, but could not diagnose him because she wasn't a medical personnel. So she advised us to go to the teaching hospital, which I did. After a series of tests, the doctor concluded that he had ADHD and was placed on medications. He started with the medications, and we didn't like the side effects he was having. And I actually did not want him to be on medication for the rest of his life. Are you hearing what I'm saying? What did the doctor just tell a child? You will be on medication for how many days? The rest of your life. And that's why I'm saying I need you to take this thing seriously. Because I have only one point to share with us today. On the essence of supply. So you came to Nigeria. I told you about it. Now listen. She told me about it. Who am I? I'm that man that supplies. Amen. Amen. You know, I could say, wow. He's going to be on medication only. God will do it. You know that I'm being Christian by identifying with her, but I have not walked in love. Amen. Have you been following the teaching so far? What does love do? Love actually goes the extra mile to supply. Amen. Amen. Church, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So you can be that brother. You went to the hospital. Oh, you know, I'm fine. Sorry. You can bring bread. Bring glucoses. Bring all of that. But don't stop like you're a physical man. Amen. Amen. Supply. Because you can. Amen.
Amen.
You can. You know, before I started teaching, you know, Miss B was my disciple before she decided to have interest in me. So I wanted, you know, because when I teach God's word this simply, because I believe I'm not dramatic and I say things simply, I just think that people don't think it's serious. So I said, hello. So, you know, I'm saying, I'm fine. I said, meet me at King's College Hospital. Let's just go and deliver some people of terminal diseases. I said, meet me at King's College Hospital. That one has come back. Drop the phone, we get there. As we're going, I said, please take us to terminal ward. I don't want to do supply in front of this. I see you. Take us to the one that you will not say, hey, where is the medication? Give me people that they've said will die. Amen. He said, did God speak to me? No, I'm a supplier. Hallelujah. We went. I will never forget a man. Bone marrow cancer. Hallelujah. I said, babe, girlfriend, mentee, watch me. Watch how we will do this. I ministered to the man very simply. Talked with the wife and all of the wife was just telling me, all of a sudden, we don't know what happened, blah, blah, blah. I said, give me your number. Why did I ask for their number? Because I know they will be healed. I ministered there. I said, healed. We moved on. We ended up getting married and all of that. All of a sudden, 10 months later, I get a text inviting me for naming ceremony from the man with bone marrow cancer. So me, I still was even saying, Father, we thank you. Glory to God. I just said, you need to be hell and hurty to impregnate your wife. I said, Miss B, they're healed. Then we call and say, yes, oh, yes, it happened 9 months ago. After you left the hospital. I'm not a bone marrow cancer. It's not one you see, after the first level of then. No, this one, somebody had to supply. If not, the person will die. And we might say, well, that's God's will. I have only one point today. It's a Holy Ghost meeting. Only one point today. You must see the reason around why God wants you to be an active supplier. The local church is just for us to get comfortable, bless one another, but there is something more. Let me continue with the testimony. And I did not want him to be on medication all his life. You came to Nigeria, I told you about it, and you got your handkerchief. And you prayed on it, and you asked me to put it on him when I got home. After the prayers, I stopped the medication, but I saw little changes. Meaning she said immediately she saw but little changes. He started to write some more. He started to become calmer. The healing was progressive. Over the years, he moved from being an average student to being far above average.
Hallelujah.
Now, remember the way the doctors are. The doctors will not really, and that's why I always tell saints, don't be afraid of the medical practice. If you minister to people and God's power flowed, they will release them. Amen. You don't even need to tell anybody, don't use medicine. Amen.
Amen.
There was someone that had diabetes. Minister to the person. You give yourself insulin. You had an insulin rush. Because something new has entered that body. Amen. There's nothing to say, hey, throw your medication away. Don't throw it away. Your body will get you to throw it away. Amen.
Amen.
Look at it now. And then she said, after like 3 years, we received a call from the hospital that there is no need to come for checkup anymore. Because the doctors can now confirm, and I quote from their letter, the child has no symptoms of ADHD anymore. Please stop coming for follow-up.
Hallelujah.
Is in high school now, doing very well. What's the point? The point there is, it will look like, what was God's will concerning that child 3 years ago? God's will is that he has put you on the earth. Amen.
Amen.
You know, you can choose, and that's why the Bible now says, love is what gets you to supply. Praise God. Church, praise God. Why has God lavishly, my point, why has God lavishly given us the Spirit? Let's share some things. 1 Corinthians 14. God has lavishly given us the Spirit. But let me start here. 1 Corinthians 12. Look at 27. 1 Corinthians 12, 27. Are you there?
Yes.
Are you there? Now. When?
Now.
I want you to be there. When?
Now.
Now are ye the?
Body.
Church, now are ye the? Body of Christ. And that word "and" in the Greek is kai. It can also mean I mean. 1 Corinthians 12, 27. Now ye are the body of Christ. Listen to this. Ye are the what?
Body of Christ.
Ye are the what?
Body of Christ.
You are the body of Christ. Why is he using the word body? Something you can relate to. How many people have bodies that have just one part? Amen. How many people realize that your body is functioning? How did you get here? The cooperation of your body. Every part playing his part. If one part is not playing his part, Sister Ayola might still be downstairs. Why? The leg says she's not moving. Amen? Amen? The leg is dead, says she's not moving. Okay, Sister Ayola is supposed to do something for us. But the leg said it's not going anywhere. So she's stuck in the car. Brother Sadiq is saying, come upstairs. The leg said no. You know, because if we don't talk like this, I'm trying to tell you that the will and plan and the purpose of God is dependent on you. Amen. So the Bible, if you know your Bible well, the Bible says Christ is the head. Christ is the what?
Head.
Church. Christ is the what?
Head.
And we are the body. Where is the body? The body is on earth. What is God's plan? 2 Peter chapter 3. Because if you don't know the reason, 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3. We are reading verse 8. Are you in 2 Peter chapter 3?
Yeah.
All right. I want to read verse 9 to you. Are you there?
Yes.
The Lord is not
slack.
The Lord is not
slack
concerning his
promise.
As some men count
slackness,
but is
long-suffering.
God is
long-suffering.
Why has Jesus not come back the way we know come back? Amen. But is long suffering to us word. Okay, use the NLT, KJV, your own.
Patience.
Is patience, huh? To
with you.
With you. Is patient with you. If you nothing can take my KJV from me. But for your sake, we shall use NLT. Amen. Not willing that any should
perish.
But that all should come to repentance. So this is God's will in this age. Because you need to understand what is happening. And you need to see the responsibility that has been given to you. The essence of the gift of the Spirit will start to make sense to you now. That's why you must be a proper practitioner. It's not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. All should come to repentance. So God wants every man. How many people? Every man to come to repentance. How will he do it? How will Jesus get the body done? Church, how will Jesus get the body done? So the wheel of victory right now is to eat fried rice. Amen. How will Jesus, or how will victory get that purpose accomplished? He will get that purpose accomplished through his body. Amen.
Amen.
So a part will take, you know, a part of him within will ensure he has the right appetite. Right? That part you don't see. A part of him will take a spoon, the hand. A part of him will take the rice. Right? There's a tongue that will taste it. Right? The teeth for masticate. Right? All of these things are working together for the will of victory to come to pass. God's will needs you. Amen.
Amen.
That is why there is no a member that is not important. Hallelujah. That is why everyone must play his part. What has God done? God has supplied to his body what is needed for this nation to be saved. Amen.
Amen.
Who will God use? Sister Buki's praying mounts. Brother Toby's laying hands. Amen.
Amen.
Church, amen.
Amen.
Sister Tammy's preaching mouth. Sister Rebecca using the things of the Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Why do we have the Spirit given to us? And I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you. Let's go back to first. I've told you the purpose of Christ. The purpose of Christ is that all men get saved. The medium he will do it is through his body. Through his body. This is why God, he actually drops everything inside the body. Amen.
Amen.
What does God do? He puts all the resources in the body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Church, hallelujah. That is why you must see yourself in this. Let me share with you. God is so passionate, but what can he do? He can supply the Spirit. What has he done? He has supplied the Spirit. What else did he do? Look at 1 Corinthians 14, 12. We are there. Let's go back to 27. Say, through me, Jesus reaches man. I use the gifts of the Spirit to reach men. You are the body. The purpose of Jesus is that men like you will be saved. Then he puts abilities in the body. So that as long as the body is equipped, the body can do the work that God originally intends. Amen.
Amen.
So everything that we are doing it so that the body is equipped to do what? To do the purpose of God. Amen.
Amen.
Now, let's look at it. Look at verse 27 again. Now ye are the body of Christ. Meaning, listen, let me say it this way. I don't know if you are going to get it. Salvation is not coming from anywhere else. Amen. Salvation is coming from the activity of men. Hallelujah. Church, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Salvation is not coming from anywhere else. Who's got the glory? You. Who's got the power? You. Who's got the mouth to preach? You. The mouth to pray? You. The hands to heal? You. God says in his word that you are ministers of reconciliation. Amen. Okay, let's continue. Verse 28. So let me say this. Should everybody be in a local church?
Yes.
Should everybody be committed to a local church?
Yes.
Because look at God's mystery. There is something called the universal church. Amen. That's everybody that has believed. And there is something called the local church. Meaning a part of the whole. In different pockets and in different places. Amen. The point is, in every local church, People should be gathered there and they are serving one another that they are edified and strengthened to do what? Don't miss me. To supply where really?
The body.
But where really? The world. Amen. Have I just said do we supply one another in this local church? Yeah. Did the testimony not show that we supply one another? But what is God's primary? The world. That's why Jesus will meet a woman at the well and will tell the woman, you've had 5 husbands. Amen. Why? Because the word of knowledge will catch the woman's attention. So the local church, a proper local church, is where you are taught the things of the Spirit, that you have freedom and liberty to use it outside in the world. Amen.
Amen.
Peter and John are going to pray in the hour of prayer. Say hour of prayer.
Hour of prayer.
So you should schedule prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Church, amen.
Amen.
They are going to the hour of prayer. One of the ways to learn how to pray is follow scheduled prayer. Amen. Have a schedule. Amen.
Amen.
Have a routine. And if your life is in a way where which it is quite, you know, very busy in such a way, look for what will suit to be able to have a life of prayer, a routine of prayer. What you should not do is now say you are very, very busy, you don't have time to pray. You will not be supplying. And based on that, the will of God will not be in operation as it ought to. Amen.
Amen.
Church, amen. So we have said so far, God's will, he wants all men saved. How will he do it? Through his body. What has he, and that's why someone say everybody is meant to be in a local church where they are supplying and they are being supplied. You must come to the point that you love your brother, your sister, your cousin, your neighbors, your friends that are believers enough to ask them the question, where is your church? Where are you being supplied? Where are you supplying? Because you know that if we all are somewhere being supplied and supplied, we are edified enough to go out and reach the
world.
Amen.
Church,
amen. Think about it. When last were you on the road and somebody stopped you to preach the gospel to you? Tell me, when last? Tell me quickly. Yeah, you see, when she met Mrs. B, praise God. So the point is, not many people are out there doing God's primary will. And later, when is Jesus coming? It is dependent on us going out there to do what we are meant to do. Because God's will is that no one should perish. He wants all men to come to the knowledge of truth. So because sometimes of our slackness, we actually have a God that is long-suffering. Amen.
Amen.
So the point is, if every church was doing what every church should do, teaching you and raising you, everyone will be out there in different dimensions, reaching men so that men will not perish. You come to church, you serve one another, you get skilled in the things pertaining to the gospel. You know, why are we doing this thing? So you can get bold enough. Why did we tell you about Rebecca? Rebecca is now bold enough to take it out there. You know when if Rebecca goes on the street and is talking, and she just has a perception inside, and she heard Kunle, you know, she'll say, is your name Kunle? That's how it happens. First, how did you know my name is Kunle? Because of that thing, she has been training and learning in the local church, that she knows how it comes. She feels a little wet within. She says, do you live near a river? How do you know? She has caught his attention. Amen.
Amen.
Peter and his guy are going to the hour of prayer. They see a man at the beautiful gate. He's been there for over 30 years. Praise God. And they minister to him. He begged them for food. What did they supply? Healing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, they could have said, wow. They could have given him money. They even said at this point in time, silver or gold I don't have, but what I have. Are you hearing this thing? It is what, you know, the law of demand and supply. Is either you are selling something. That's why people can buy it. So you can say, I have a phone to sell. What I have, I give. Amen. So I have it, so I can give it. Amen.
Amen.
What is the confidence behind Peter to say, I have? Follow the timeline. Few days ago, he just rejected that Jesus is his master. He denied Jesus. But he is with the saints. He was in the Jesus 40-day meeting. You know, Jesus called meeting for 40 days. You know some people? Jesus called me in for 40 days. Some people still did not go. Jesus. Who called meeting? Jesus. He called a meeting. When he appeared to them, how many people did he appear to? According to 1 Corinthians 15, 500 people were the people he told, meet me. Meet me there in this place. Five, you know, that's what I said. I said, human beings are funny. They can disobey God. I mean, you know, someone, you know, you'll have thought that if meet me in this place. How many people did he tell? 500. How many people were there? 120. Amen. Amen. Church, amen. Amen. Yeah. So where were the remaining 380? Legal excuses. Amen. Church, amen. And the truth about it is that if we will give ourselves all the excuses in the world, and they will be logical. We in this nation, in other nations, we give ourselves excuses enough that it will be logical not to be a supplier. Then we'll sit back and say, God, where are you moving in the UK? The move of God is there. The person praying is the move of God. The person that is praying, Lord, send laborers. Who is the laborer? It's you. The prayer really is that you get to the point that you see that you are, so that you can go. Amen. Amen. Church, amen.
Amen.
That's why Jesus will tell them, pray ye the Lord of harvest. Matthew 9:35. He should send laborers into the field. Matthew 10:1. And he sent them 2 by 2. Amen. Amen. Who is the... When we are praying, your eyes of understanding should be enlightened. What are we praying for? Ha. When we are saying laborers, what are we praying about? It's you. That you will get it and say, you know what? There is a Jesus to be heard. Amen. Amen. The desire spirituals. Who really is he? Who is it really about? It's you. Amen. It's not God saying, really, 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 take. No. It's you. Praise God. Praise God. I am saying that God's will, souls being saved. God's way, the body of Christ. God's method, you. So what do you do? Understand. That's why he said, tarry in Jerusalem, that ye be endued. You know they didn't tarry. Some didn't tarry. Yeah, because people think this supernatural is in simple instructions. Amen. The supernatural is actually in simple instructions. The body of Christ is how God will do his work. Someone will say, I'm the church. Only me, I'm the church. God comes to my room to talk to me. He has actually, on that, I'm not being harsh, he has become an antichrist. What is antichrist? Against the purpose and the plan of God. He will say he loves God. That is why you can serve God passionately and be passionately wrong. Amen. You see, may we not do so well what God didn't ask us to do at all.
Amen.
Amen. God's plan, souls. God's way, the church. What should you do? Find yourself in the church, because God says, this is my strategy for supplying one another that you may be edified to go. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What else? God's gift, he gives to you. So now, the gift of God has purpose. So you have been trained in love. Love gets you to supply. You have supplied your neighbor in the local church. You've seen results. Then when we take you out, the same perceptions you can use. That's the point. Because in the day and age you are in, just like in every generation, the supernatural is to grab attention. Amen. Church, amen. How many people know that the woman at the well, her attention was grabbed when Jesus was able to pull out that she had four husbands? How many people know that the attention, Peter and John were able to catch the attention of the crippled man when they were able to wake him, get him to stand up? Not only that, the Bible says a multitude gathered. He preached the gospel. And how many people were saved? No, the first time. 3,000 people were saved. Praise God. Praise God. So the idea is, that is why it is supernatural for them. It should be natural for you. Amen.
Amen.
It is supernatural for who? Them. So to catch their attention. Please understand that God's will not happen the way it ought to happen, except we follow it God's way. I'm saying it slowly to get somewhere. It says, we are members of the body. God's will, souls. That's what all of this is for. Amen?
Amen.
All of everything church boils down to one. Amen?
Amen.
Say, Pastor, how does this concern marriage seminar? The marriage seminar is so that your head can be correct. You can marry well. So that your marriage is not a hindrance to going out. Amen.
Amen.
That's everything must be connected, because you must be able to sit down and ask, how is this program? How is it connected to the original plan? Amen.
Amen.
Church, amen.
Amen.
That's how you determine programs in a local church. No, There are more men, there are more women. No, it is to the plan. Amen.
Amen.
There is a plan. It's one, it's specific. And you see, it's just that we all have different names with different team of the month and all those kind of things. God's agenda is clear. How many is it? One. But because we are human beings, see, listen, if Statemi is not happy, she may not be the best minister. So we need to deal with what's actually causing her distress so that she's in the right place to minister. Amen. Church, amen. Amen.
Amen.
That's it. So you see, someone is not feeling fine. So Brother Toby stands up and ministers to the person. The person is actually feeling fine to be able to supply, to go out and do what the person is meant to do. That's the point. Hallelujah. So we have said so far, how many people should be in the local church? All. Committed, playing their part, seeing themselves as members of the body. Remember the analogy that if Sister Ayola's leg decides not to cooperate, she'll still be in the car. Where is she meant to be? Here. But she's in the car. Why? Because I'm saying, when are we going to see a plero, a fullness of the move of God, where everybody fully contributes and doesn't hold back? The people and the saints are blessed. And then they can now, with a clear mind, go out into the world. Because your purpose will not change. You're a minister of reconciliation. So what is my assignment? My assignment is to get you edified, give you God's word, sharpen you, that you can go out and do God's work. Amen. My purpose is not to motivate you. Though some things I might say might be motivational. Amen. So that's why it's just that people might sometimes not know. My purpose is not to actually keep you entertained, though I could be funny. How will I be marked? Did you give them enough to be edified, to supply one another that they can go out? Are you getting it? So the local church is an evangelistic base. That is where soul winning champions are raised. All the things you are being taught is to actually learn how to live in this world that you can go out effectively. I'm still talking about the gifts of the Spirit. So that is why God gave and has given us the Spirit that we may use. Even look at it. I just talked about my role. Look at 28, verse 28. 1 Corinthians 12, 28. I'm saying God has dropped all we would need in the church. Universal and local. Look at verse 28?
Yes.
1 Corinthians 12, 28. And God set, are you there?
Some.
God, you know that word? That word set is the word titemi. You know, to place. Is the word, it has become a very famous word now. Establish. Amen. He put it there. Yes. Sister Tammy doesn't understand what you guys are talking about. Amen. Praise God. You know? Amen. Praise God. All right. He says, and God has set some. Where did he set them? I want you to be invested to it. 28. Where did he set them? Church. Where did he set them? In the church. Why? It is the church that needs edifying so that they can supply one another so that they can confidently go out. Hallelujah. So all you see here, look at it here. And God has set some in the church first, apostles. Where should you find apostles?
In the church.
Prophets.
In the
You know the way here? Pastor Dio Grace Reigns. If you say you're a prophet, you should say prophet from which church? Amen. You know, it's my local church, I can say it. You know, it's not particularly in the order of God that someone just arrives and say, Prince we, evangelical ministry. And it's not connected to a church. It's a good thing. They will get souls saved, but they are working against God's order. Are you getting my point? You must be big on local church because it is the hub of God. And what makes the local church work is everybody supplying. The work of God happening is that victory showed up. And when he showed up to serve, to supply. He's supplying another. Another person supplying him. He is now edified. He goes out there. He can supply. He has been trained and sharpened. He knows how these things happen. He knows that, okay, it's okay. It's very, very fine. He just sees a brother and he's having leg pain. He sees a brother, but he is having leg pain. He didn't have leg pain before. He had been trained in the things of the Spirit. He has known that, okay, this is God trying to tell me. I have learned this in local church. He's trying to tell me that brother over there has a pain in his left leg. So you go to the brother, hello, brother, how are you doing? Say, I'm fine. My name is John. My name is Tanya. Do you have a pain in your leg? How do you know? I just got a diagnosis. That's how it happens. Amen.
Amen.
That's what God set this all up for. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. See, God is not lousy. God is a better project manager than Sister Tammy that you see there that can plan everything from head to finish. God is better than her. So you must understand that if God is better than Sister Tammy with her exegetical exactitudeness, it must mean that God has planned this thing all out. Why is the church there? To bless you. That you may bless others. In blessing others, they are edified to do the work of ministry. The project plan. You can now say, you know what, me? No, I'm not following God's project plan. You're just being proud. And you will, at the end of it all, be blocking the order that God wanted to set up. Amen. Church, amen. I'm trying to, you know, we have practiced the Spirit. You know you've got the Spirit. I'm trying to get you to value this thing. God is looking up to every one of us. In my own assignment is to ensure that every day I'm living my life to ensure that I can teach, I can preach, I can raise, I can send, I can furnish with the best that, you know, you can to do. So that's the way Sister Ayola knows how to furnish a parlor. I'm supposed to know and be skilled in how to furnish the believer. So, you know, so when you go to Sister Ayola's house, you say, wow. So the same way you see a believer I've trained, you say, wow. In that Sister Ayola's house, it's fulfilling purpose, it's beautiful. The believer is beautiful enough to serve. Reach out. Reach men. Get men. So you are no longer wowed because you saw angels. It is supernatural to them. It is natural for us. Hallelujah. When you do ever do see them, you will still be like, whoa, you will still tremble and all of that. And it's a reality. I don't always talk about experience, but it's a reality for some of us. You're going to bed like this. And you wake the other person by saying, you didn't feel anything yet. Nothing happened. That I thought this whole bed was shaking up. And it's natural to you. Supernatural to others. You are with somebody, your eyes are just open. You just see something that looks like a frog on the person's shoulders. You know it's a demon that is affecting that person. That they said, no, it's just a drunkard. You can see by the Spirit, it's a demon. So you go, while everybody just trying to do everything, you say, I take control. I rebuke the spirit of uncleanliness and infirmity. It's gone. After that day, that person just realizes that urge to drink is gone. It's gone. It's gone. Then now you can actually now minister to the person. You've got the person's attention. I'm saying to you, the things of the Spirit is for outside. We practice inside to serve one another to be okay. But understand, there is a world to be won. See, there is a world to be won. Who will do it? Saints. I'm a big advocate of the local church because God's work can never be done outside the local church. The people in the local church will be the ones trained to go out. And until, see, So what's going to happen by the Spirit in the days to come is that you see the rising of local churches. Even they will call them something like mushroom churches. But more and more. And you see in those places, those men will be given to sound doctrine. Men will be given to the teaching and the preaching of gospel. Men will be raised. And those people will take the gospel out. They will take the gospel out with power. They will take it out with precision. We're going to see a harvest. Oh, said the Lord. A great harvest of souls. It will happen in Africa. It will happen in Asia. It will happen in America. We are going to see people turn away from ungodliness, said the Lord. Don't look at what you see as what it is that is the end now. For men have given themselves to prayer and some others will. And the work of God will prevail. That men, and it is still going to start off in the local church, that men will take their place in the local church. That other local churches will arise with men taking the gospel, furnishing everyday brothers like you and I. These guys will go out and they will reach, and it will be we all reach. Don't be taken aback by the bickering, the fighting, the antagonisms that is happening right now, so to speak, like it looks like in the body, where you see that this is against this and this is against this. Oh, it's always look like it's darkness, but just a little while, the light comes. Why? Because there are men who have given themselves to labor. Not even today, but from yesterday. They've been laboring in the place of prayer. They've been laboring and they've been planting seeds. For some of you here, you are going to be entering and walking into the seeds that men have planted. And as you walk into those things, you just realize that, oh, I am able to serve. I'm able to raise. I'm God's workmanship in the area, in Peckham, in Clapham, in Streatham. My eyes are open. It goes international. Men and women. Men and women. No more saying, oh, a woman cannot preach, a woman cannot prophesy. Those days are gone. For men, everyday men, will carry the burden of the gospel. They will give their lives for it. That mindset of it is Jesus or nothing. For in the local church, they've been trained. For the Spirit of God says, there is coming what is called an alignment. An alignment. It doesn't look like it, but there'll be a shedding away and there'll be an alignment. For the will of God will come to pass. Even in our days, we would see it. An alignment where men and women, zipako, sipopa, and so we say, ha 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 ha. It doesn't look like it now, for there is. It looks like there is anarchy. It looks like there is nothing. It looks like it's just a little here and there. But no, a mighty harvest I see. A mighty harvest. A mighty people. A mighty harvest of people who have drunk of the wine of life, who have eaten of the bread of life, because men have entered into the alignment of God. And so men and women again will prioritize the local church. Men and women again will prioritize prayer. In our days, even it has started an alignment, men will prioritize preaching. Men will see their assignment as soul. For they know no other thing can give them satisfaction. They have found, they've tasted, they've seen wealth of this world, they've eaten of it and said, no, there is something better. There is something that is needed. A food. And it just comes to that divine kiss like Jesus, where they say, my meat is to do the will of the Father. So nothing else can bring them satisfaction. This man are here. This man, that man is you. Me. Hallelujah. Me. Hallelujah. Me. Hallelujah. Me. Hallelujah. Me. Hallelujah. And in with those things, resources are made available and supplies are made. But the will of God will be done. The will of God will be done. An alignment, an alignment, an alignment. And you see, as I'm speaking now, some people, it will be like a cloud of prayer will come on you and you would actually wake up. Because my eyes are open now to remember the prophecies of Pastor Seko in 2019 when he said a time will come, and we're entering those days where men will start to labor in prayer and they don't know why. Oh, it's as something comes on you, for the will of God will be done. Nothing more can satisfy that brother. Nothing more. A man of prayer. A man of the word. This man's satisfaction is that he wants to tell somebody about Jesus. He just wants to tell somebody about Jesus. He just wants to tell somebody about Jesus. Yes, he will wear his garment. He will wear his ministry like a garment. For we are ministers of reconciliation. Hey, my meat to do the will of the Father. So many men will arise with the same desire, the meat to do the will of the Father. And so yes, so yes, so yes. You see an alignment come in the days to come. An alignment in revelation knowledge. An alignment in revelation of the truth of the gospel. A coming back to purpose, for the purpose is one. It will happen in our days. A coming back. Amen, men. Don't give up on men. Men who have actually traded the things of the gospel loosely. Men who have gone through dishonest means to do the things of the gospel, those men would return. They will come. They will come. They will come, saith the Lord. So you don't give up on men. Even men that you see today that are walking outside of the things of the spirit, you don't give up on men, for they are members of the body. So we give ourselves to intercession. We give ourselves to prayer. For if we would stay, there is a hope that they will come. And when they come, we all get into the fullness of God's plan and God's purpose. Let's lift up our hands today. Brother Victor, you want to come and play? Let's lift up our hands.